This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by the Parent House. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
We continue our week-long series in education, talking to superintendents around Douglas County. Superintendent Terry Prestiati of the Sutherland School District, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kyle.
So how has the school year gone for Sutherland Schools?
So far, so good. It's been a good start to the school year. Obviously, we're well past the start and nearing the halfway point now, but it's been a good year.
And talk about changes that began this year, how those are going.
So as we talked about the last time I was here, we were going through some major reconfiguration, moving our sixth grade over to the middle school and our third grade to our intermediate school in an effort to alleviate some overcrowding issues and building issues. And that's that has all been completed and gone pretty well. There's always a few hitches when you make those major moves, but other than that, it's all moving and everything's moving like a well-oiled machine right now.
So how do you like having the kindergarten and first and second together, and then third, fourth, and fifth together? That's kind of less than a common model. Most people have, you know, K to five and go from there.
Well, it's because of our configuration, there's not much we could do about that. But the move of our sixth grade over to the middle school has definitely been good. And the move of our third grade over to West has been good also. It alleviates a lot of pressure over on the kindergarten through second grade building at East Primary. And I think it's more developmentally appropriate for everybody.
And do you think it just works better to have smaller or less age range, I guess, is what I'm trying to say?
You know, I think that really is a big deal at East Primary for sure. Again, at East Primary, we lost or moved 100 students. So that eases the burden in that building on the teachers, the administrators, the cafeteria, the office staff. So that's a real advantage.
And how many staff? I mean, I presume a lot of staff kind of moved with the grade they were already in.
So in the from East Primary to West Intermediate, there were three staff members who moved over, three teachers, but the rest all stayed in place.
And what's the teacher's response been to the change so far this year?
You know, you're always a little nervous about changing buildings, changing administrators, changing grade levels. But overall, they've done wonderful. Everyone I've talked to seems to like where they're at, and they're enjoying the school year.
And you guys have been considering that for a few years, right? I mean, it wasn't just an idea that popped up one day and got, because there was a lot of work involved in making it happen.
Yeah, I think it's been considered for a long period of time in Southern, long before I came. But the situation just presented itself perfect for us, knowing that East Primary was starting to get too full. Our student population has grown a little bit. And with the increased number of students who have social emotional issues, splitting that population up was kind of a no-brainer to us at this point.
Now, you mentioned the number of students has come up. Some, has it been a big increase or a smaller one?
We are a little over 1,400 students this year. We started the year last year about 1,370, so we're up about 30 students.
So not a whole lot, but different than a number of years ago when every year it seemed like schools were losing students.
I would say for the last 2 years we've increased our student population. Both our kindergarten class and our first grade class are large. I'm not going to say that's a trend by any means at this particular point in time, but it is a good sign that maybe there are more students moving into the district.
So as you're almost to the middle of the school year, has anything evolved program-wise during the year? Maybe something you started out doing one way that you've shifted a bit? Or?
You know, I think probably everything shifted a little bit. That would be hard to pinpoint one or two programs that have shifted. I think, you know, the biggest adjustment came at West Intermediate School, where we had three quarters of our teachers were new to that building. We had a new principal and a new counselor. So a lot of things have shifted there in terms of how we handle student discipline, how we do our data teams to, you know, who and when we send students to the counselor.
So why such a big change in the number, or rather in the makeup of the staff?
Well, we had a number of retirements at that particular building, and then a number of those teachers also transferred over to the middle school. And so that made up the biggest number of teachers leaving.
You mentioned retirements. It seems like nationally, and I've certainly heard from other people locally, that's becoming an increasing issue. You've got a lot of people that have been in education many years that are right up there at the retirement age, and yet not as many seem to be entering the profession.
Yeah, I think we talked about this last time. I think it's going to be a continuing struggle to make sure we have teaching staff. You are correct. A large number of staff are retiring, and not as many teachers have been going into the field. That could change. Normally, when there is a need for teachers or a need for a particular job, people go into that field. So I see that changing in the future, but it might be a while before that happens.
So what do you think has to happen to attract more people overall, not just for Southland, but everywhere, to become teachers?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know that I have that answer. I think it's difficult sometimes to attract teachers to our area. It's not in particular an urban area where there are, at least in some people's minds, a lot to do. We think there's a lot to offer here in Douglas County, and I think we need to make sure that our school districts, our administrative teams, our school boards are doing their best to provide our teachers the best environment they can teach in. I think we need to make sure that we keep classroom numbers at a reasonable level, and I think we need to make sure we're paying our staff as well as we possibly can.
Are there areas of special emphasis this year in the district, or a particular program or programs you want to kind of highlight?
Oh, I can't say there's anything in particular that we've emphasized, but I just something to talk about is we're continuing with our after-school programs. We have an after-school English language learner program, and then West School also has an extension program that usually serves between 40 and 70 kids every day. And so those kind of things are pretty critical to our district. And then, you know, we are focusing a little bit on families and parents. We have mini parenting classes, ready for kindergarten classes in the evening, and new this year, nurturing fathers for fathers who have students at the secondary level.
So is that something the district is doing, or are you working with ESD, or how's that work?
So we're working through a variety of people. Most of them are grant funded. And so while the district does support some of them with facilities, but again, most of them are grant funded, but supported by the district. Nurturing Fathers is supported by Take Root, which is a parenting support for Douglas County and Douglas, Klamath, and Lake Counties, CHI, Mercy Healthcare, and the Rotary Club of Sutherland support that.
So how do you think a program like that is helping? What kinds of information is it putting out there that maybe younger fathers need to know?
Well, I think, for instance, our Ready for Kindergarten class, I've sat in on that a couple of times, and it just simply puts parents in a position to understand how difficult or what it is like to be a kindergarten student today. Kindergarten today is way different than what you and I were used to, and the expectations are way higher. By putting parents in that situation, it helps them to better prepare for putting their kid in that class. I have not observed the Nurturing Fathers class. That does not start until January 15th. So.
Last year, you had some building issues that were a lot of work in terms of weather and things like that. Talk about where all that's gone.
So for the most part, everything has been completed, as I spoke about this fall. The gymnasium and that complex are completely done. There are just a few glitches, a few things that you find a little later in the year. Sprinkler heads in the fire system that haven't been hooked up, or, speakers for the intercom system that were cut in the process. But other than that, the building is up and running and we're good to go.
And finding that in the wake of a big storm situation, that cannot be anything but just a big upward struggle for a while.
It was kind of interesting. It made for an interesting spring. But again, we had some good partners in ServPro of Douglas County, and our maintenance crew and the high school, middle school just did a great job in adapting so that we could have our classes where we needed to have them.
And then you had to move some of the athletic things around, I'm guessing, between to other buildings too?
So our athletics, luckily, I believe we were completely done with basketball, so that wasn't a problem. Our PE classes had to move to the middle school, and the middle school, high school shared those classes and the facilities. But other than that, really, it didn't have a huge effect on athletics.
Going to take a break at Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Superintendent Terry Prestiani of the Sutherland School District, the interview podcast after one at 541radio.com. 1245 Inside Douglas County and News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1. On tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, the education series continues. Superintendent Kevin Miller of the Winston-Dillard School District. Terry Prestiani from Sutherland's District in this afternoon. What about a levy for the Sutherland School District? Where are things at on talking about that whole area?
So the district continues to explore the possibility of a bond levy. Possibly in May of 2020 or in November of 2020. Most likely, if it did occur, it would happen in May of 2020.
So what's going into, what's kind of the process you're in the midst of now?
So we've actually been trying to poll our community to find out where their priorities are, find out what things they see as a detriment in terms of our facilities and what they actually know about our facilities at this particular point in time. That's probably something we didn't do very well the last time we asked for a bond levy a couple of years ago.
So do you have things in mind already, or are you just kind of doing this assessment with the community first?
It kind of goes hand in hand. We do have and do believe that our West Intermediate School and statistics and what we get from our facilities assessment architect, West Intermediate School is deteriorating quickly. There's not much we can do to repair some of the issues there, in particular ADA compliance and other things. We do believe that building needs to be replaced eventually. So that's one of the things that we think should be a focus at some point. And then we also know that with all of our buildings, there's the safety and security issues. None of those buildings were designed with safety and security in mind. And we've updated them yearly. All the time, but again, some of those things that need updated are pretty expensive and require some big remodels. So safety, security, and a new West Intermediate School are kind of priorities.
Now, do you have, would this be a new levy? I mean, do you have one that's been in place that's getting ready to expire, or what's the timing?
If we choose to go after a bond levy, this would be new. There was a bond levy for that rebuilt East Primary School almost exactly 20 years ago. We paid that bond off in 2018. So that did go off the tax rolls a year or so ago.
So people have gotten used to a little bit of a less tax number there.
Sure.
But then are you wanting to come back up to about where it was before or go higher, or is that still a question?
We don't know exactly what that would look like, Kyle. We do believe that we could possibly look at, it would cost about $22, $23 million to build a new school. And we also did apply for and have qualified for a $4 million matching grant from the state. So we do have that. That is in place. But we would not get those matching dollars unless we choose to go after a bond and pass that bond in May. And actually, that would be for May if we use that matching.
So if you build a new school, do you just put it right next to the other one, or how does that work?
So actually, we've been doing a lot of research. We've been asking people and working with the city of Sutherland. We think we found a much better location. We would like to build a new West Intermediate School on the grounds right behind our district office. So it would be about 100 yards from the high school, 100 yards from East Primary, and about 150 yards from our middle school. So it would actually move West Intermediate from the west side right next to the freeway back into town where the rest of our buildings are.
So what's the advantage of having all the schools so close, or and is there some disadvantages?
I don't know that there would be any disadvantages. I think the only disadvantage might be we have to be very careful and work with the city regarding traffic and parking. I think parking is always an issue for us with our facilities. But the advantage is we would have both or all of our schools on one side of the railroad tracks. We've talked about that in terms of safety and security. If the train's in town and something happens at West Intermediate and the police are on the other side, you know, there's a problem. There's a delay in getting there. Fire services are on this side of the railroad tracks, all of that. So it's a real advantage, I think. And then you can share facilities. It makes it easy for students to use the turf football field, use the track, gives us extra parking for the high school and East Primary. Eventually, knowing that with that building being so close, grandparents who come for Grandparents' Day have a place to park. It's a short walk, but at least it's a place to park. So and there's a lot of advantages.
Is there any potential there as well for maybe in certain specialized subject areas for a teacher to move between one building and another during the course
sure,
of the day?
Sure, that could happen, and that is a good point. Yes, teachers could move from one building to the other. And also knowing that our science facilities at West Intermediate are not good. They're really non-existent. So any science facilities that or any science labs that take place would take place in a regular classroom. We would like to have good science facilities for students to do hands-on experiments, hands-on work, new music opportunities, and new technology opportunities.
So if you go for this in May, time is getting short. When do you have to finish getting this put together?
I believe the ballot title needs to be done in February. So I believe our board should be making a decision this next week. So. On the 13th.
So a big decision coming up, and then it would be very fast movement between now and May just in terms of meetings or however you communicate with the community.
Yeah, I think it would be a big there's going to be a lot of moving parts if that does occur, but I think we've done a lot of groundwork up to this particular point in time. So if the board does choose and make a decision to move forward, I think we've done the groundwork and the footwork prior to this, stuff that we didn't do prior. In our previous levy.
So now you're looking at these potential things. What about programs or things around schools in the district? Is there things you would like to add either new or back into the mix that maybe went away during the recession or in previous years?
You know, I think we need to continue to expand, you know, our arts program, music, band, choir, if we can. I think we've done a good job of that in the past. We added back a band class for the high school, middle school, it's been 3 or 4 years ago, and that's been a real advantage. I think also updating our science facilities so that there's more technology use. I think that would be really big. Science, technology, engineering, and math, you know, being able to do STEAM activities in those, I think that would be big for us. But other than that, nothing in particular that we would be adding back, just making sure that what we have is well used and we have, you know, good equipment.
What kinds of things do you do in terms of helping teachers develop professionally?
We have a lot of things. So for us, we have half-day Fridays where our students go to school until noon, and then we dedicate the second half of that day to professional development. So that's our primary way that we do that. That allows and gives our teachers time to work in data teams, RTI groups, grade level teams to discuss students and discuss their own instructional practices.
Now, how long have you had this half-day Friday model?
Well, you'd have to ask that question, Kyle, and I couldn't tell you. It's been there a long time. I would say at least 20 years, 15, 20 years.
A lot of different districts look at different models, and while some have the four-day week for largely other reasons, this one, I'm not sure if there's another district that has the half-day Friday model, so that is something for people to hear about, too.
Yeah, it's a little unique. I know some do reduced days on Wednesdays and some do on Mondays. For us, it's I believe, been a real advantage. It's nice that With the half days on Fridays, you do have a lot of athletic activity, so students are out and not missing. And then it just, again, having a dedicated time to for teachers to work on stuff they need to work on is important.
Superintendent Terry Prestiani, 1257.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by The Parent House. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.